Shir will be in Masechta Zvachim Daf Chav Gimel, but we will start 24 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. And the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah where it said, Tomei Posel. And if a Tomei does the Avoide, he receives the blood, so then the Avoide is Posel. And the Gemara says, Omru Zikne Dorim, this came in from Dorim, the Chachomim from the south said, Loi Shonu, this din was not learned, Elo Tomei Sheret. That if the Tomei that did the Avoide became Tomei through a Sheret, Aval Tomei Mez, but if he came Tomei through a Mez, by touching a Mez, or being under one roof with a Mez, or carrying a Mez. So there's a dinis, mitoich shemeratze betzibur, since the tzitz is meratze, forgives, if it was tumah betzibur, because a dinis, that when it comes to tzibur, by bringing a korban tzibur, for instance, and there is no other way to bring it but through tumah, the dinis that you bring it but tumah anyway, so since it forgives by a tzibur, meratze nano beyachid, so it would also forgive beyachid. So if a tumah mez did avoideh, the avoideh is kosher. Because we know there are different types of tumah. One of the ways to become tumah is through a dead body, and that is a stricter level of tumah. Then there is another type of tumah, which is by touching one of the shmoyne shrotim, one of the eight reptiles that the pasuk mentions. So what it's saying here is that this din that it says in the Mishnah, that if a tumah does the avoid is possible, they said was only if he was a tumah sheret. But if he was a tummy mess, then the avoid is kosher. Just like betzibur we say the avoid is kosher betumah, so too beyachid the avoid is also kosher betumah. The difference would only be that by tzibur you're allowed to do it l'chatchila, and by a yachid it's only b'dievet. And by tzibur we know for sure you're allowed to do it, because it says in the pasuk b'moyadoi concerning karbonas tzibur, it says you should bring the korban in its time. So we darshan from the pasuk b'moyadoi v'afilu betumah, that you do it in its time no matter what, even if it was betumah. And it's mashma whether the koyan was tamei that did the avoide, or the tzibur were tamei when the korban was brought for them. And this din, that a korban could be brought betumah if it's a korban tzibur, is only concerning a tamei mes. Because the pasuk says there, ish ki yeh tamei lenefesh, that a person will be tamei lenefesh to a body. So then, the pasuk says there, that ish nitchev ein tzibur nitchin, that only if it was an individual person who was tamei, so then he can bring the korban. But if the whole tzibur was tamei, they are not pushed away, and they bring the korban anyway. And concerning which kind of tumah are we talking about? Tumah l'nefesh. So from there we see that this din, that tumah, hutra, or kuya b'tzibur, is only if it was tumah mes. But it was tumah sheret, so then there is no din that you could bring it b'tumah. So the same thing we will say concerning a yachid. That if the one that brought the korban, and it wasn't the korban tzibur, it was the korban yachid, he was tumah, so b'di'eved, it is also merutzah, b'di'eved, it is forgiven, and the korban is kosher, but just like b'tzibur, you could do it l'chatchila only by tamei mes. So by a yachid, you could do it b'di'evet, also only by tamei mes. By tamei sheret, even b'di'evet, this is possible. So from this it comes out that when it says in the Mishnah, and if a tamei did the avoide, this is possible, this is only concerning a tamei sheret. But if he was a tamei mes, then the avoide is kosher. That's how the ziknei dorim learn. But then the Gemara asks, yohocha, if so, tamei sheret, namelaise, b'kal v'chomer, the tamei mes, and the tamei sheret also have the same din with the Kal v'chomer from Tamei Mez. And according to Rashi, we are not going as the word Yoche. It is not a question if so. It is a general question. According to the Zikne Dorim, it comes out that by the case of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, the din is that if the Koyen was Tamei, nevertheless, if it's a Korban Tzibur, the Korban is kosher. But that din only applied if it was a Tumas Mez. If it was a Tumah Sheret, then if the Koyen did avoid this possible. And that's where the Zikne Dorim got their din, that the same thing is concerning a Korban Yachid. That if the Koyen who did the Avoide was Tomei Tumas Mez, the Korban is kosher, the Tzitz is Meratze. If it was Tumas Sheret, then the Korban is possible. But the Gemara's question is, even by Korban Tzibur itself, why should the din be that if the Koyen was a Tomei Sheret, the Korban is possible, why shouldn't we say that if the Koyen was Tomei, even the Tumas Sheret, the Korban should be kosher, we should learn it out with the Kal v'chomer from Tomei Mez, and we'll say like this, Ma Tomei Mez, Ma Zecha Tomei Mez, Shetoon Hazor Shlishi Ushvi, that needs the sprinkling on the third and on the seventh day. Tumas Mez is a stricter Tumah than Tumas Sheret. And the proof for that is, that if you become Tomei through a Mez, on the third and the seventh day of your Tumah, you must get sprinkled with the ashes of the Parah Adumah. While a Tumas Sheret doesn't have to do this, and he goes to the mikveh right away, and at night, after Harif Shemesh, he becomes Torah. While the Tomei Mez needs the sprinkling Shlishi Shvi, and then goes to the mikveh, and then has to wait for Harif Shemesh. So if a Tomei Mez is stricter, And nevertheless, Meratzer, if the Koyim was a Tomei Mes, the Tzitzis Meratzer by a Korban Tzibur, Tomei Sheret She'ein Etoin Hazor Gimel Ushpiz, so certainly a Tomei Sheret, which is not as strict. It doesn't need a sprinkling of the ashes on the third and the seventh day, Einoi Din She'meratzer, so certainly it would forgive and it would be kosher. So why does he say that if a Koyim was Tomei to Masheret, even by a Korban Tzibur, the Korban is possible? And the Gemara answers, Kasovri Zikni Dorim, the Zikni Dorim holds, Mechaprin ke Miskaprin. That the Koyanim, who are the Mechaprin, they are the ones that cause the forgiveness, have the same deen as the one that are forgiven. And that is the Tzibur, that the Korban is for them, and they are forgiven through the Korban. Concerning the Tzibur, there is no question that only if the Tzibur is Tomei Mes, that's when you can bring the Korban, but if not, if they are Tomei Sheret. Because the Postik has the Befeirish, as we said before, Ish Ish Ki Yeh Tomei Lenefesh, and if he will be Tomei Lenefesh, that's when we say that if it's a Yochid, we'll have to bring Pesach Sheni. If it's a Tzibur, doesn't bring Pesach Sheni, but brings Pesach Rishon. So there it says clearly that which kind of Tumah applies to Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. If the Tzibur is Tomei, only Tumah Mes, but not Tumah Sheret. So what the Zikne Dorim say is that we compare the Tumah of the Koyanim to the Tumah of the Yisrael. The Tumah of the Michaprim, those that cause the Kapora, to the Tumah of those that get the Kapora. And we say, Ma Miskaprim, just like those that get the Kapora, the Tzibur, the Dini, that only if it's Tomei Mes, and if they are Tomei Tumah Mes, that's when we say you could bring the Korban. Tomei Sheret Sloit, but if they are Tomei Tumah Sheret, you can't bring the Korban. Ach Michaprim, so too, concerning the Koyanim, Tomei Mes, and if the Koyan is a Tomei Mes, then the Korban is a good Korban. Tomei Sheret Sloit, but if the Tumah is a Tumah Sheret, he cannot bring the Korban. But then the Gemara asks, Maikosovri, what did the Zikni Dorim hold? They are so sure that Tumas Sheretz is not Mutter by the Tzibur. And obviously they don't make a Kal V'Chaymen and say that Madach Tumas Mes is Mutter by Tzibur, certainly Tumas Sheretz is Mutter by Tzibur. The question is, what do they hold? Ikosovri, if they hold, Ein Shoichtin V'Zorikin Al Tomei Sheretz, that you cannot shecht and sprinkle the blood of the Korban Pesach on the Tomei Sheretz. Amaylei of the Tzibur Betume. Why doesn't the Tzibur do it Betume? We find a machloikis between Tumah and the Omer in Psochim Daf Tzadik Komet Beis. The Pasuk says, Ish Ish Keyeh Tomei Lenefesh. And if a person will be Tomei Lenefesh, so then he cannot bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, but he is pushed away to bring the Korban Pesach on the 14th of Iyar, which is Pesach Sheni. So there is one man Domer that holds that this means any type of person who was a Tomei Mes, which means even if he was a Tomei Mes 7 days before, and on Erev Pesach at this 7th day, and the din is that on that 7th day he is able to get sprinkled with the Por HaAdumah and go to the mikveh and wait for Harif Shemesh, and at night he is completely toyer and he's able to eat karbonis, he's able to eat kachin. Nevertheless, the Pasuk says as long as he is tummy when they are makriv the Korban Pesach, he cannot participate in the Korban Pesach. And therefore, even though today is his last day, and if we would allow him to do it, he would have the right to eat the Korban Pesach. Nevertheless, we don't shecht and sprinkle the blood of the Korban Pesach for this person, because at the time of the Shechita, he is still considered a Tomei, because he is not completely Toyer till after the sunset, till the evening. There's another mandomer in the Gemara Pesachim that says that a person like that, we would shecht and sprinkle the blood of the Korban Pesach on him, even though at the time of the Shechita, he's still not fit, but Lepoel at night, he will already be fit to eat the Korban Pesach, so we shecht and sprinkle the blood for him during the day, and at night he eats from the Korban Pesach. Now this machloikis is not only a machloikis concerning the case of a Tomei Mes on his seventh day, but obviously this machloikis would extend itself also concerning a Tomei Sheret. Because on the seventh day of a Tomei Mes, it is the same like a Tomei Sheret. A Tomei Sheret is able to go to the Nikveh on that same day, and wait for Harif Shemesh till the sun sets, and at night he's not Tomei anymore and he's able to eat kachin. So if you hold that the Pasuk means that even if you are on the seventh day of your Tumas Mes, nevertheless, since during the day of Erev Pesach you are not completely Toyer, we cannot shech the Korban Pesach for you, so obviously you can't shech the Korban Pesach for that Tomei Sheret either, because Tomei Sheret is the same thing. During the Shechita he is Tomei, just at night he will be Toyer. So just like we don't check for the Tomei Mes on his seventh day, because during the day is Tomei, even though at night will be Toyer, so we also don't do it for the Tomei Sheret. But according to the other Mandamar, it says that since at night you will be able to eat the Korban Pesach, if it's your seventh day on Erev Pesach. So therefore we check and we sprinkle the blood on Erev Pesach for this Tomei Mes of the seventh day. So according to him, we would also do the same thing for a Tomei Sheret. That on that day that he became Tomei, since he's able to go to the mikveh today, and have Harav Shemesh, and at night he will eat the Korban Pesach, we would shecht and sprinkle the blood for him. And this is what the Gemara says here, that if the Zikne Dorim hold that Ein Shoichtim Vezoik not Tami Sheret, that you cannot shecht the Korban and sprinkle the blood for a Tami Sheret. So the question is, Amai Loi Av the Tzibur Betume, why doesn't the Tzibur, who is Tomei Yatume Sheret, bring the Korban Betume? Because the klal is that Kol Shebe Yochid Nitche Tzibur Av the Betume. In any case, where if it would be a Yochid, he would be pushed away to Pesach Sheni, if the same thing happens to a Tzibur, then they bring the Korban Pesach on that day. So according to the Mandomer at home, that you would not shecht and sprinkle the blood for a Tomei Sheret and Erev Pesach, which means that this Tomei Sheret would be pushed away to Pesach Sheni. So the din should be that if the Tzibur is in the same situation, they should bring the Korban Pesach and Pesach Rishon. Because we learn out from the Pasuk that Ish Nitche le Pesach Sheni, the Ein Tzibur Nitche le Pesach Sheni. That whatever the din would be concerning an Ish, concerning a Yochid, that he would have to bring the Pesach Sheni. So the same thing happens to the Tzibur would bring the Pesach Rishon. So if we hold that a Tomei Sheret cannot bring the Pesach Rishon, he is pushed to Pesach Sheni, so the Tzibur should not be pushed to Pesach Sheni, and they should bring the Pesach Rishon. So the din should be that even though the Tzibur is Tomei Sheret, they should be able to bring Pesach Rishon. So how could the Zikne Doren be so sure that the Tzibur, who is Tomei Sheret, does not bring Pesach Rishon? Therefore the Gemara answers, therefore you must say that they hold Shoichtim Vezorikin al Tomei Sheret, that you do Shecht and you do sprinkle the blood of the Korban Pesach for a Tomei Sheret, since at night he is able to eat the Korban Pesach, so we would Shecht and sprinkle the blood on Erev Pesach even though he is still a Tomei Sheret. Now if a Yochid would do it, which means the Yochid would not be Nitche to Pesach Sheni, so the Tzibur cannot do it on Erev Pesach either, and therefore what would be the din concerning the Tzibur being Tomei Sheret? That they would have the same din like a Yochid, that they would have to send their kabbanis to the Azareh, and the Koyanim would sprinkle the shecht and sprinkle the blood for them, and at night they would eat it. But they cannot enter the Azareh. If the din would be that Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, even concerning Tumah Sheret, then while they are Tumah, they are able to enter the Azareh. But if we hold that concerning Tumah Sheret, the Tzibur is not allowed, so then this special din by a Tzibur B'Tumah, that they're allowed to go into the Azareh, even though they're Tumah, would not apply concerning Tumah Sheret. So what would they have to do? They could bring the kabbanis, but it's not because the Tzibur would be Nitche, but because, like any Yochid, the din would be that they shecht for him and they sprinkle the blood for him. They would do the same thing for the Tzibur, that they would shecht and sprinkle the blood for all these people who are Tomei Sheret, and at night they would eat the Kabbanis. But there is no din that it is Nitche. And the same din would apply also concerning a Tomei Mes on his seventh day. That if all the Tzibur were Tomei Mes, but it was the seventh day of their Tumah and Erev Pesach, we also wouldn't say that the Tzibur is Deiche the Tumah and they're allowed to enter the Beis Hamikdash to bring the Korban. But we would say that they have to send the Korbanis, just like a Yochid who is a Tomei Mes and it's the seventh day. So we don't push him off to Pesach Sheni, because this goes according to the Mandomer, that since it's his last day and at night he is Toyer already, we shecht and we sprinkle the blood for him, and at night he eats. The same thing would be concerning the Tzibur. And the same is concerning Tumah Sheret, that the Tzibur cannot enter the Azorah if they are Tomei B'Tumah Sheret. Then the Gemara continues, Omar Ula said, Tokar lehu Rishlokis lidraimoyi, that Rishlokis screamed loud against the opinion of the Zikne Dorim, or the Bavz Giyasi, it wasn't Rishlokis, but it was the Reish Galusa, the head of the Eden in exile. And his kasha was, Vichieze koyach merube, which power is greater? Koyach mechaprim or koyach miskaprim, is it the power of the ones that cause the kapore, which are the Koyanim? Or the koyach of the ones that get the kapore, which are the Yisrael? Hava Oimer, certainly it is Koyach Miskaprim, the Koyach of those who get the Kapara. And the Raya for that is because we see that a person who is a Tomei Sheret still could bring a Korban. As we said before, the Tomei Sheret is allowed to send his Korban to the Beis HaMikdash. He can't go in, but since at night he is able to eat the Korban, so he sends his Korban to the Beis HaMikdash. They shech the Korban and they sprinkle the blood of the Korban for him, and at night he eats from the Korban. But a Koyan who is a Tomei Sheret cannot do the Avodah. So we see that the koyach of the miskaprim, the koyach of the owner who brings the korban, is stronger than the koyach of the koyan. Because there is a case where the owner could bring the korban, while the same case by the koyan, he couldn't do it. A Tomei Sheret could send the korban, while a koyan Tomei Sheret cannot be makir of the korban. So if so, let's say, ma b'mokim shenitmu b'aylin b'sheret. At kal v'chaymet, ma'adach in a place that the owner became Tomei with a sheret. Shemeshauchen korban esayam. That nevertheless they could send their korbanos. Koyin shenitmu b'sheret, but a koyin who became tamei b'sheret, ein emeratze. He cannot be meratz. He cannot do the avoda. But if so, mokim shenitmu b'ailim b'mes, in the place where the owner became tummim with the mes, she'ein mishalchun korban nisayim, that he cannot send his korban if he's tummim mes, which means at night he would not be able to eat from the korban. So therefore, he can't even send his korban that they should be makri for him. Koyin shenitmu b'mes, ein yedin shoy meratz, ein meratz. So if a koyin became tummim b'mes, certainly he shouldn't be able to do the avoda of this korban. The zik nedarim had said before that this din that a koyin who is tamei is mechalal davoide, is possible to do davoide, is only if he was tamei to masheret. But if he was tamei to memes, the zik nedarim hold that he could do davoide. So he asked this question: how is it possible? Why don't we make a kal v'chomer that madach to masheret, that the owner could send the korban while he's a tamei sheret? Still, the koyin cannot do davoide while he's a tamei sheret. To mesmes, that the owner cannot even send his korban as a tamei mes. So certainly the koyin of the tamei mes should not be able to avoid it. And how could they say the koyin of the tamei mes to avoid this kosher? And the Gemara answers, Kasov rezik nedorim, the zik nedorim hold, tamei mes namim mishalach karbonoisim. The tamei mes could send his karbonis. What it really means is that they hold that if a tamei mes happened to send his karbonis to the Beis HaMikdash, which means the korban Pesach to the Beis HaMikdash, then they would shecht and they would sprinkle the blood for him, even though he cannot eat at night. But they will hold that achilas psochim is not makir, that eating the korban Pesach is not makir, that even if he doesn't eat the korban Pesach, he is yoytze the mitzvah of korban Pesach, and therefore he would not have to bring a Pesach sheni. L'chatchila, if he is tamei mes, the din is that he has to bring Pesach sheni and doesn't bring Pesach rishon. He is nitche to Pesach sheni, and that's why we say that the yochid is nitche, tamei mes, an individual is pushed to Pesach sheni, but if the tzibur is tamei mes, they bring Pesach rishon. But that is only with chachila. If ever they hold that if a tamei mes sent his korban and the korban was brought, he is yoytze the korban, even though he can't eat from the korban. Now, since they hold that by the eved, if a tamei mes sent his korban, the korban is kosher, so the kal v'chomer that we just made before falls off. The whole kal v'chomer was that since by tamei mes the din is that he's not allowed to send the korban, so certainly the koyin is not allowed to, when he's a tamei mes, bring the korban. But now we're saying that they hold a tamei mes could send the korban, that by the eved, if he sent the korban, he is not nitcha to Pesach sheni because he fulfilled the mitzvah of korban Pesach. But the Gemara asks, how can you say that? Voksiv, doesn't it say ish ish ki yatamei va'osa Pesach b'chodesh hasheni? Any person who is tamei has to make the korban Pesach in the second month. He's pushed to Pesach sheni. So how can you say they hold that he is able to send his korbanes on Pesach rishon? And the Gemara answers, the mitzvah. That pasuk only is the mitzvah. The chatchila, that's how you have to do it. But b'di'eved, if he brought it on Pesach rishon, he is yoytze the mitzvah of korban Pesach. But the Gemara asks, voksiv, doesn't the pasuk say ish lifi ochloi, that the korban Pesach should be brought by each person based on how much he could eat? That means that when you shecht the korban Pesach, you only shecht for those people that are able to eat. So it comes out that eating is an important part of the korban Pesach. So how can you say that if tamei mes sent his korban and they brought this korban his yoytze, even though he couldn't eat from it, when we see that eating is important to the shechita, that if you can't eat from it, then the shechita is not yoytze? The Gemara says it's a mitzvah. It is also only for a mitzvah. At l'chatchila, you have to shecht only if you could eat from it. But b'di'eved, if you shechted the korban Pesach and you sprinkled the blood, even though he couldn't eat from it, he is yoytze the mitzvah of korban Pesach. But the Gemara asks, uli yikuv eloy, are you telling me it's only l'chatchila for a mitzvah? But b'di'eved, it's not ma'akev if he couldn't eat from it. Nevertheless, but you have the korban is kosher. But Tanya didn't fully learn the braise. It says by korban Pesach, but michsas nefashos, in the counting of nefashos, that when you share the korban Pesach, it should be counting people. Malame, that teaches us she'ein haPesach nishchatel lemnuyot, and the Pesach cannot be gishochten only for the people who counted themselves. You have to sign up to the korban Pesach before you're able to shecht. If you didn't sign up, you are not yoytze the mitzvah of korban Pesach. So that we learn now from the pasuk of michsas nefashos. Shochto sheloy lemnuyot. But what happens if you shecht it? Not for people who did not sign up. Yochel, I would think, yei, ki oive ala mitzvah. It's only that you are oive ala mitzvah, but the korban is still kosher. Talmud Loimer, the pasuk says again, tochoisu. You should count. Hakosav shinol of lakit. The Torah repeated the word again to be lakit. By kochim, we find a lot of times that certain dinim it says in the Torah concerning karbonis, it's only lechatchila, but the evidence is kosher with aleph. But if the Torah repeats the same din twice, then we know she knows about of lakev. The Torah repeated it to tell us that b'di'evet it's makev. That even b'di'evet, if it wasn't done, it's possible. So here, since the pasuk again repeats the word tochoisu, you have to count. That tells us that if the korban was geshochten for people who didn't sign up or weren't counted together for this korban Pesach, b'di'evet it's possible. It's not just that you're over on a mitzvah, but it's possible b'di'evet. And then we say the iskish oichlin liminuyan, that we compare eaters to those that were counted. that just like we say that if it was geshochten for people who didn't count themselves for the Korban Pesach, it's possible, so too, if you shecht it for people who did count themselves, but they can't eat from the Korban Pesach, it is also possible. For instance, if they were tmeim, or they were arelim, they were not gemalit, or they were sick people, old people that couldn't eat a kazayis from the Korban Pesach. So even if they were menuyin, nevertheless the korban is possible because they can't be oichlin, they can't eat from it. So we see here befeidish that if you can't eat from the Korban Pesach, it's not just that you're over on the mitzvah, but it is ma'akiv, the korban is possible. So how can the zikni dorim hold that if a tomei sends his korban and they shecht and they spray the blood for him, it is kosher, but he can't eat from it? And here we see that if you shecht for somebody who can't eat, then the korban is possible. And the Gemara answers, zikni dorim loy makshi. This kingdom of dorim did not make this comparison. The whole kashi is because we compare oichlin to minuyin. They didn't make this comparison. Taki, if you shechted not for the menuyin, the korban is possible, but if you shechted not for oichlin, they hold the korban is kosher. Then the Gemara says, Omer Rav Asher says, v'chi loy makshe, name islo pirche, that even if they don't compare the two. And they hold that even if it was geshochten for people who can't eat, it is kosher by the eved. And therefore they hold that a tomei mes, if he sent his korban pesach on erev pesach, and they shechted and sprinkled the blood for him, he was yoytze the korban, still, the original question that we asked before remains. The question we asked before against the Ziknei Dorim, that we have a Kal V'Chomer to prove that if a Koyen was a Tomei Mes, the Avodah should still be possible, that Kal V'Chomer still remains, because the Kal V'Chomer was, as we're going to repeat again now, Ma B'Mokin Shenitmu B'Ayla B'Sheret, Madach, in a place when the owner became Tomei only with a Sheret. The Din is then Shemeshalchin Korban Esayim L'Chatchila. The chatchila, they could send the korban. Nevertheless, koyin shenitna b'sheret, if a koyin became tomei through a sheret, ein emeratze, the korban is not kosher. Malkim shenitmo b'ailim b'mes, in the case where the b'ailim became tomei with a mes, she'ein mishalchin korban esayin l'chatchila, that they cannot send l'chatchila the korbanes. Certainly that koyin shenitna b'mes, ein yedin shen emeratze. And if a koyin became tomei with a mes, certainly he shouldn't be able to avoid it. This is the same kashe as we had before, that since we know that the owner of the korban is stronger than the koyen, v'horaya, the owner of the korban, if he became tamei with a sheret, is able to send his korbanos to the Beis Hamikdash. Nevertheless, a koyen who is tamei b'sheret cannot do the avodah. So tamei mes, when the din is that the owner cannot send his korban, certainly a koyen tamei mes should not be able to do the avodah. The answer we gave before was that they hold that b'di'evet, even by tamei mes, if he sends the korban b'di'evet, it's good. But Rav Asher says that this answer is no answer, because all we have to do is just add the word l'chatchila, and we have the same Kal V'Chomer. Because even the Zikne Dorim admit that l'chatchila at Tomei Mes should not send his korban, that they should shech to sprinkle the blood. He only says it, but the Eved, if he did it, he is yoytzer the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. But l'chatchila, he is not allowed to do it. So let's make the same Kal V'Chomer, just adding the word l'chatchila, and we'll say like this, that Madoch, the owner of the korban, that if he was a Tomei Sheret, is allowed to send his korban l'chatchila. Nevertheless, a koyen tomei sheret can't do the avodah. Now, a tomei mes, who even according to the Zikne Dorim, is not allowed to send his korban l'chatchila, certainly a koyen who is a tomei mes should not be able to do the avodah. So l'chure, the kashi is still on the Zikne Dorim. How can they say that a koyen who was tomei mes, if he did the avodah is kosher? And the Gemara doesn't answer this question. Then the Gemara continues, Meisvei, I'll ask you a kashi against the Zikne Dorim. We learn the Mishnah in Psochim. Daf pei yomet beiz. Ipnei shomru nozi voise pesach. Atzitz meratz al tumes dam. Vein atzitz meratz al tumes aguf. The Mishnah there says first that if they sprinkled the blood of a korban pesach, and then they found out that the blood was tamei, so the tzitz is meratz and the korban remains kosher. If we find out that the person was tamei, the tzitz is not meratz and the korban is possible. And the Mishnah continues and says, because the Chachamim said that a nozir and a person who makes the Korban Pesach, the tzitz is meratze only for the tumah of the dam, tumah of the blood, if the blood was tamei, but the tzitz is not meratze on tumah saguf, and the Gemara feels at this point it means if the person became tamei. The reason we mention these two, dafke, Korban Pesach and nozir, the Rashi explains, because concerning other korbanos, if the owner, the person became tamei, then the korban is not possible. It is only concerning a Korban Pesach that the korban could be possible. Because if he became tamei, he cannot eat the korban pesach, and by pesach there is a din that the achila is makif. If you can't eat from it, then the korban is possible. So therefore, by korban pesach we say that tumas haguf the tzitzit is not merase, and also concerning a nazir, because a nazir, a person who accepted upon himself not to drink wine and not to become tummy to meisim, this is a nazir, and if he accepted upon himself that this should apply to him for a certain amount of time, the din is that after the time passes, he brings his karbonis of a nazir. If the nazir becomes tummy during the time of his nazir, suddenly, for instance, he was in a house and someone died and he became tummy, so the din is first he has to wait 7 days, sprinkle on him the efer poro, and then he has to first bring his karbonis tume, there are special karbonis to bring for the fact that he became tummy, and then he has to start over his naziris again, and when his naziris is finished, then he brings the karbonis started, the regular karbonis of a nazir. And this is what we mean here, that if a nazir brought his karbonis, his regular karbonis, and they found out that he was tummy when he brought his karbonis, so the tzitzit is not menatze. Why? Because since he was tummy, so how could his karbonis be good when the din is by a nazir who becomes tummy, that in order for him to bring the regular karbonis tare, first he must wait the 7 days. Then he brings his karbonis tume. Then he could count his days and bring karbonis tare. But he cannot bring a karbonis tare if he was tummy. So therefore, by a nazir, we also say that the tzitzit is not menatze if the person was tummy. Because the karbonis tare cannot help for a nazir if he is tummy. So we say here that the karbonis of a Pesach and of a nazir, the tzitzit is only meratze for the tumah of the blood, but not for the tumah of the guf. And at this point we feel, what does it mean if the person became tummy? And the Gemara's question is, Amai, according to the Ziknei Dorim, what do they learn pshat in this Mishnah? What kind of tumah did he become? If we mean he became tummy with a sheret, didn't you say that they hold that you could shecht and sprinkle the blood on a person who became tummy sheret? And erev Pesach, if he's tummy to masheret, since at night he would be able to eat from the Korban Pesach, they hold you could shecht the Korban Pesach for him and sprinkle the blood. So how can it say here that tzitzit is not meratze for this tummy? So obviously it couldn't be tummy sheret. Elo tumas mes. Obviously it means that the person who became tummy tumas mes. Uktan, and still it says in the Mishnah, Eina tzitz meratze, that for tumas aguf, the tzitz is not meratze, and the korban is fossil. So we see clearly, Alma, we see, Nit me bailin b'mes, Ein mishalchen korban esayem, that if the owner became tummy with the mes, he cannot send his korban to the Beis HaMikdash, and they should check for him. We said before, that according to the Ziknei Dorim, they hold that even a tummy mes be the eved if he sent his korban. And they shechted and they sprinkled the korban as kosher, but in this Mishnah it says clearly that if he became tummy, tumas mes, so then the tzitzit is not meratz and the karm remains potel. So it's a kasha and the zikni dorim. The Gemara says, lo, no. This is not the pshat in the Mishnah. And when it says there that the tzitzit is not meratz, but tumas haguf, it is not that the bailim became tomei. Because eat the bailim b'mes, if the bailim, the owner of the karm, would become tomei b'mes, hochaname, the din taki would be that the tzitzit would be meratz. But b'dieved, if he sent his karm and they shechted and they sprinkled the blood, it would be kosher. What does the Mishnah mean? That the tzitzit is not meratze. If the goof became tummy, it means not the owner of the korban, but it means that the koyim became tummy. And what kind of tumah? Talking about the tumah sheret. Because according to the Ziknei Dorim, if the koyim is tummy tumas mes, the tzitzit is meratze. So when it says there that the tumas haguf, the tzitzit is not meratze, it means the koyim, and the koyim became tummy with tumah sheret. And the emes, this refers to all korbanos. By every korban, by tumas aguf of pikelian became tumas tumasheret, the tzitzit is not meratze. According to this pshat, why does the Mishnah mention nozir and oisa pesach? The Rashi says because this is an introduction to the sefer to the other part of the Mishnah. Because in the sefer it says, not meratze. According to this pshat, why does the Mishnah mention nozir and oisa pesach? The Rashi says because this is an introduction to the sefer to the other part of the Mishnah. Because in the sefer it says that if the tumah was a tumas hathoim, which means a sophic tumah, it wasn't a definite tumah, but it was a tumah satoy, means a tumah from underground, a sophic tumah, a doubtful tumah. So then the tzitzit is meratze. But this din, that the tzitzit is meratze by tumah satoy, only applies to a nozir and oisa pesach. Because that's how the Gemara learns out in Ketzat Soilin, that the halacha, l'moyshe mesinai, was said concerning a nozir and oisa pesach, that if it was tumah satoy, then it's toyer. And that's why the Mishnah mentions Nazir and Oisa Pesach. But the Emes, this din of the Mishnah says that the tzitzit is not meratze for tumas haguf, and we said according to them it means if the koyim became tummy with the tumas sheret, applies to all korban. But Gemara asks, if so, aim a sefer, say the sefer, look into the end of that Mishnah, it says there, nitme tumas atoim, it became tome in a tumas atoim, in a sofik tume. Hatzitz meratze, the tzitz does forgive. Hotan Rebchia, didn't Rebchia learn, loy omru tumas atoim, elolomezu vaad, that this din, that if it's a tumas atoim, if it's a sofik tume, then the tzitz forgives, was only if it's a sofik tume by a tumas mes. And lemes lemiute, my love lemiute tumas atoim the sheres. When it says only for a tumas mes, it definitely comes to exclude other kinds of tumas. What kinds of tumas do you think it comes to exclude? Probably the tumas atoim of a sheres. That by a sheres, even if it's a sofik tumas, the tzitz is not merate. I, one might ask, let's make kalvachoymen and say madoch a sofik tumas of tumas mes, the tzitz is merate. Certainly a sofik tumas of sheres, the tzitz certainly should be merate, because sheres is a less strict tumah than tumas mes. So Rashi says that a kalvachoymer we can make because we don't make a kalvachoymer by halacha l'moshe mesina. And since this din, that tumas atoim, the tzitz meratze, is halacha l'moshe mesina, so we can't make any kalvachoymer. So since it was said concerning tumas mes, it's only concerning tumas mes, and if it comes to exclude a sheret, then by tumas sheret the din wouldn't be like that. So if so, now we said before that when it says that the tzitz is not meratze by tumas aguf, we explained according to the Zikni Dorim. It means tumas aguf of the koyen by tumas sheret. And if in continuation to that, the Mishnah continues and says, but if it was a tumas atoim, the tzitz is meratze, obviously it is continuing to the same tumas we said before, that the tzitz is not meratze. If it's a tumas atoim, it is meratze. So if we said before it was concerning tumas sheret, so now when it says that by tumas atoim it is meratze, obviously it also means tumas sheret. But that is not true. Didn't we just prove that by tumas sheret, even the tumas atoim, it is not meratze? So therefore we must say that when it said before that by tumas aguf it's not meratze, it doesn't mean tumas sheret, it means tumas mes. And that's what the Mishnah continues, that if it's a tumas atoim it is meratze, because by tumas mes, tumas atoim is meratze. So this is back to the kasha and the Zikni Dorim. The Gemara answers, lo no, that when we said that tumas atoim the tzitz is meratze only by tumas mes, it wasn't to exclude tumas sheret, it was lemiute tumas atoim the zivo, to exclude the tumas atoim of a zov. This is the tumas that comes from inside the body, that if it was a sofik tumah of ziva, then the tzitz is not meratze. It is only a sofik tumah of mes, and also a sofik tumah of sheret, but sofik tumah of ziva is not meratze. But now, how can we have a sofik tumah of ziva? So the thing is like this, when does a person become a real zov if he sees three zias? If he sees three times the liquid that comes out of the body? Or, even if he sees twice, but if he sees one of the two zias, starts off in the day, and continues through into the night, so since part of it was in one day and part of it was in the next day, that is also considered like two, and if he has one more riyah, they are combined, and that is considered three riyahs, and he becomes a zov. Now what happens if he saw a riyah bein hashmashes, at the time between the day and the night? So it's a subject whether this riyah is completely during the day, or completely during the night, or is it part during the day and part during the night? Now if it's kulei b'yoyim, completely during the day, or completely during the night, then it's only one riyah. So if he sees another riyah with it, it's only two riyahs, and he doesn't become a zov. But if part of it is during the day, and part of it is considered during the night, so that itself is considered like two riyahs, and if he sees another riyah to it, we have three riyahs, and he is a zov. So this happens, that is a sofik of tumas ziva. This is called tumas atoim of ziva. And that's what we said, that tumas atoim, halacha l'moshe mi'sinai says that by nozir and by oise pesach the tzitz is meratze. But that is only by tumas atoim of a mes or of tumas sheret. But tumas atoim of ziva, the tzitz is not meratze. And the reason is because ziva is a stricter type of tumah, because it's tumah yoytzol of megufa, because it's a tumah that comes out of the body. And the Gemara asks, if so, ve'elo ho deboi Rama Bachome. The question that Rama Bachome asked, koyen hamaratze b'korbanuseyem, a koyen who does the avayda for their korbanus, meaning the korbanus of a nozir or of an oise pesach, hutre loy tumas atoim, oy loy hutre loy tumas atoim. If he became tamei with a tumas atoim, is it mutter for him or not? Since we say that tumas atoim is mutter by a nozir and oise pesach halacha l'moshe mesinai, the Rama Bachome asked, is din only said concerning a tumas atoim of the owner of the korban, or is it also said concerning tumas atoim of the koyen who is bringing the korban? Now the question is, according to the pshat we just said, tifshet, can't you resolve and be poshet that tumas atoim hutraloi, that tumas atoim is also muta for the koyen? The ha'ocha be koyen kaimini, because here we're talking about a koyen. According to the pshat we said before in the Mishnah in Sochim, that when it says that the tzitzit is not meratzeh by tumas haguf, and right away the Mishnah continues and says, but if it's tumas hatoim, it is meratzeh. And we just explained that when it says it's not meratzeh for tumas haguf, it means the tumah of the koyin. And that the Mishnah continues and says that tumas hatoim is meratzeh. So we have a clear Mishnah that even by the koyin, the tzitzit is meratzeh for tumas hatoim. So what was the question of Rama Bachome? And the Gemara answers, Rama Bachome bade pligi. This is for sure that Rama Bachome argues against the Zikne Dorim. Rama Bachome holds the Mishnah where it says that the tzitzit is not meratzeh. By tumas haguf, he holds it doesn't refer to the koyin. He holds it refers to the bailing. And it means that if the bailing were tumim met, and in connection to that it says that if it was tumas hatoim, the tzitzit is meratzeh, that refers to the bailing. And that's why he asked this question, what would be the din concerning the koyin? We asked the kasha before, and if it's tumim mes, didn't we say that even the tumim mes, but the evidence he sent his korban and they shechted and sprinkled the blood, it is kosher? Rama Bachama doesn't hold like that. Rama Bachama holds that tumim mes, if he sent his korban, even but the evidence is possible. And that's what the Mishnah means, that if he became tumim tumas haguf, the bailing became a tumim mes, and they brought the korban, the tzitzit is not meratzeh, and the korban is possible. But if it was a tumas hatoim, then the korban is kosher. But this is all concerning the bailing. But if it was concerning the koyin, it doesn't say in the Mishnah, and that's why Rama Bachome asked this question. Then the Gemara says, Toshma, come here, I will ask you a question on the Rama Bachome. We learned, for success concerning the tzitz, the nosa aron is avoy nakodeshim. That through the tzitz, Aaron is going to carry the aved of the kochin, which means that if a certain psu happened to the kochin, so through the tzitz it will be forgiven. And the question is, which aveda does he carry? Which psul of kochim will the tzitz forgive? Because we have a few kinds of psulim. One psul is pigul, and really pigul means that if you have in mind vishashi do the aveda, that you're going to eat it outside of its time. Because there are certain times when you could eat the korbanos. So if you have in mind vishashi do the aveda, that you can eat it after its time, that is called pigul. Then there is another psul that you have in mind, b'shas da'avoyde, that you can eat it outside of its place. Now, that is also sometimes called pigul. So we're going to learn the Gemara now, according to the Gittes of Rashi, that im ovein pigul, if it refers to da'avoyde of pigul, and here we mean da'avoyde of having in mind that you're going to eat it outside of its place. Harei kvanema lo yirotze. The posik says lo yirotze. The posik says pigul hu lo yirotze. It is pigul, and it will not be forgiven. And the Gemara says that this does not refer to the regular pigul, that you have in mind to eat it after its time, but it means if you have in mind, eat it outside of its place. Because concerning eating it outside of its time, there's another pasuk. So this is the extra pasuk. So we say, in eine inyan, that chutzlis manoi, nei inyan, chutzlim koimai. So we use this pasuk, if you have in mind, eat it outside of its place. So we can say that if you have in mind, eat it outside of its place, that's where the tzitz forgives. Because the pasuk says the fate that the tzitz will not forgive. Lo yeratzeh. Im of a noisar, if it means you have in mind to eat it after its time, haroi kvar nemar lo yechoshev. The pasuk says lo yechoshev, it wouldn't be counted. That if you do the avoda, having in mind to eat it outside of its time, which is called noisar, because if you will eat it outside of its time, after its time, it'll become noisar. But here we're not speaking about actually eating noisar, but we're doing the avoda with intentions of eating it later when it'll become noisar. So the pasuk says lo yechoshev, that it would not be counted. So how can you say that the tzitz will forgive for that when the pasuk says it will not forgive? So we must say it when the pasuk says that the tzitz will carry the aveda of kochim, the psul of kochim, it means the psul of tumah. And the Braisa even adds a svara, why it is more svara to say that the tzitz will forgive for the aveda of tumah rather than the other aveda. Because bechlau we find that tumah is not as strict. That betzibur tumah is muter. So since tumah has such a heter, so tumah is not so strict. So therefore, even if it's not betzibur, the tzitz will forgive for tumah. This is the way Rashi has the gears in the Gemara, and Rashi explains that when it says here avay noiser, it doesn't mean, as we said before, noiser actually the aveda of eating noiser, but it means the aveda of having in mind that you will eat it when it'll become noiser. And Rashi says push it, because if you eat it as noiser, that's what we mean, then we don't even need the tzitz to be meratzeh. The korban is kosher. Because if the whole problem is that you ate it when it became noiser, that means that the korban was geshacht in kedin. All the avodas with the dam were done kedin. Just later on, a day and a half later, or 2.5 days later, he ate the korban when he wasn't supposed to. How can that make the korban that was brought before possible? So that is definitely kosher. And even without the tzitz. So the Gemara couldn't mean that here when it says that this is possible. So obviously when it says of a noiser, it means the avera of having in mind to eat it when it'll become noiser. But anyway, what it says here, that it refers to the avera of tumah, and the reason why we say that the avera of tumah, the tzitz will be meratze, because tumah has a kula that it is muter betzibur. Now the Gemara says, what kind of tumah are we talking about here? Ilei meme tumah sheretz. If you're going to say we're talking about the tumah of a sheretz, and that's what we mean, that if the koyin or the bailim became tumah with the sheretz, so the tzitz is meratze. And the reason we gave why by tumah the tzitz is meratze, because the tumah became muter betzibur. Where do we find that tumah sheretz is muter betzibur? Didn't we say before that tumah sheretz is not muter betzibur? Since the din by tumah sheretz is that he's able to send his karbonis while he is tummy, because at night he'll be able to eat from it, so even a yachid who is tummy tumah sheretz is not pushed away from Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni. And the klal is that whenever the yachid is not nitche, then the tzibur cannot bring it betumah. So since a tumah sheretz, the yachid would not be pushed away to Pesach Sheni, so we don't say that the tzibur could bring it betumah. So b'meila, we don't find by tumah sheretz that it's muter b'tzibur. So how can the Braisa say that the reason the tzitz forgives for this tumah, and as we're saying now it means tumah sheretz, is because it is muter b'tzibur, but tumah sheretz is not muter b'tzibur. Hello, therefore we must say tumah smet, that what kind of tumah is the Braisa talking about that the tzitz forgives is tumah smet. And for that attack it fits when the Braisa says that this has a kula because it was muter b'tzibur, because the emes is that tumah smet is muter b'tzibur. The lav, don't you think? That when it says that the tzitz forgives for tumas mes, it means whether the koyin became a tummy mes or the bailim became tummy mes, because it doesn't make any differences. So it seems from this braise that if the bailim were tummy tumas mes, the tzitz forgives. Alma, we see nitmo bailim bemes mishalchen karbonis sayem, that if the bailim became tummy mes, they're able to send the karbonis, which means if b'di'evit he was tummy to mesmes and sent already the korban would be a good korban, because we're saying that the tzitz is meratze for the korb, for the tumesmes, and there is no reason to say that it's only by a koyan, not by the bailim. So it's mistana by the bailim also. That means that if the bailim sent the korban, but yeah, but the korban is good. Ubamai. And concerning who are we talking about? Ibn nozir. If you're going to say we're talking about a nozir, that can be. V'chiyomus mes all of Omar Rahmana. The pasuk says that if a person dies in front of him and he becomes tummy through a mes, he cannot bring his karbonis. In order for a nozir to bring his regular karbonis when he's finished with his naziris, he has to be toyer, because if he became tomei, there are other karbonis that he must bring first. So concerning a nozir, we cannot say that the din is that if he became tomei to masmes, he still, but the evidence his karbon is good. So therefore, we must say, hello, lo isa pesach. It must mean that the person who is the karbon, making the karbon pesach. And nevertheless, we're saying that if the person became tummy to masmes and he sent his korban, but he the korban is kosher. So this seems to fit to the opinion of the Zikni Dorem and is a kasha Rabbi Rachama. Because before we said that Rabbi Rachama holds that a tummy mes cannot send his korbanis, which means that on Erev Pesach, if he was tummy, if he sent his korban, but he the korban is kosher. But from here it seems that the tzitz is meratze if the owner was a tummy mes and sent his korban. So it's a kasha Rabbi Rachama. And the Gemara answers, Loilum Behemis, no, we could say the sheretz. That what does the braise mean that the tzitz is meratze? For tumah, it means tumah sheretz. I, you ask the kashi if it's tumah sheretz. How could the braise give a reason why the tzitz is meratze? Because this became muter by tzibur. But weren't we saying till now that tumah sheretz is not muter by tzibur? What did we mean? The shem tumah b'olam, the name tumah in the world. Not that this specific type of tumah is muter by tzibur. But since there is a type of tumah in the world, which is muter b'tzibur, that means that tumah b'chlal has a kula. Now, since tumah b'chlal has a kula, that's why, concerning one specific type of tumah, the tzitz is meratze. This is not the same type of tumah that we're talking about now, that the tzitz is meratze. But nevertheless, it does show that there is a certain kula in tumah, and therefore, concerning tumah sheretz, the tzitz could be meratze. But we have no proof concerning tumah mes, that if the bailim became tumah b'mes, the korban is still a good korban. This is one way the Gemara had this shakla v'tari, the discussion here. The ikid adayik u'maisach, some are medayik, and brought this whole discussion a little bit different. They were medayik from the pasuk. The pasuk we quoted considering the tzitz was, the nosa aron is havoi nakodeshim, aron will carry the aveda of the korbanas, which means the psul of the korbanas. So it comes out, avoi nakodeshim ein, avoi magdishim loy. Only the aveda of the kodeshim of the korbanas. But the Aveda, the Psul of the Magdishin, of those that bring the Karbanas, the Tzitz will not carry. And this, the Pashtas includes, whether it is the Bailim or the Koyanim. Both are considered Magdishin, and the Pasuk says that their Tumah, the Tzitz will not forgive. Now, my Tumah, which Tumah are we talking about? That the Tzitz will not forgive. Ilayma Tumah Sheret. If you're going to say it is Tumah Sheret, and obviously, according to the Ziknei Dorim, we will be talking about the Koyan. Because if the Bailim became Tomei Tumah Sheret, as we said before, that he could send his Karbanas to the Beis HaMikdash, and they will shecht and sprinkle the blood for him, and that night he will eat it. So if we're going to say that there is a Tumah, that if the Magdishin became Tomei, the Tzitz is not Meratzeh, and we're talking about Tumah Sheret, obviously we're talking about the Koyan. And we say that if the Koyan became Tomei Tumah Sheret, the Tzitz doesn't forgive me, Ishter B'tzibur. But then this type of Tumah, was it Mutter B'tzibur? Because the Braise said that the reason that Tzitz is Meratzeh for Tumah is because this Tumah became Mutter B'tzibur. That shows that there is a Kula in the Tumah. And now we are Medayik, that even though the Tzitz is Meratzeh for this type of Tumah, but it's only Meratzeh if this happened to the Karbonis, but not to the Koyan. Now, if we are talking the whole time concerning the Tumah of Sheretz, the Braise couldn't mean that, because the Braise gives the reason why is the Tzitz Meratzeh, because this Tumah has a Kula, it's Mutter B'tzibur. But if it's Tumah Sheretz, where do we find that Tumah Sheretz is Mutter B'tzibur? El Olav, therefore, must be saying Tumah Smes. That what does the Braise mean that the Tzitz is Meratzeh Tumah Smes? And on that, we will medayek in the Pasuk that V'avoyin Kodeshim Ein, V'avoyin Magdishim Loi. That only if it happens to the Korban, it is Meratzeh, but not to the Magdishim. Which means that this Tumah Smes, if the Korban became Tomei Tumah Smes, then the Tzitz is Meratzeh. But if the Koyan became Tomei B'tumah Smes, the Tzitz is not Meratzeh. So here we see that it's not like the Ziknei Dorim, because according to the Ziknei Dorim, they said that if the Koyan became a Tomei Mez, the Tzitz is Meratzeh. And when the Mishnah said that a Tomei makes Davoid Apostle is only a Tomei Sheret, but a Tumah Smes, Davoid is Kosher. And here we see clearly that this Din, that the Tzitz is Meratzeh, and we must say it must be talking about Tumah Smes, is only concerning the oven, the Tumah of the Korban, but not the Tumah of the Koyan, of the Magdish. So we see, not like the Ziknei Dorim, and the Gemara answers, Loi no, Loi lom, Tumah Sheret. And as the Braise could be talking about Tumah Sheret, that the Tzitz forgives for Tumah Sheret. Ah yes, the Kashi, it is by Tumah Sheret. How could he give the reason? Because the Tumah is Mute B'tzibur. Shem Tumah Boilum. It doesn't mean that this specific type of Tumah is Mutter B'tzibur. It means that Bechlau by Tumah we find a Kula that a certain type of Tumah is Mutter B'tzibur. It's not the same Tumah that we're talking about here, but nevertheless, it shows a Kula in Tumah, and therefore we're able to say that by Tumah Sheretz, the Tzitz is Meratzeh. And concerning that, we say that only if it was the Tumah of the Korban, the Tzitz is Meratzeh. But if it was the Tumah of the Koyan, the Tzitz is not Meratzeh. But concerning Tumah Smes, if the Koyan was Tomei Tumah Smes, the Tzitz is Meratzeh according to them, and the Korban is kosher. And the Gemara continues, a 12 quote from the Mishnah where it said, Yosher, that one of those that are apostles to do the Avodah is if you did it sitting. And the Gemara asks, Minolon, how do we know that you're not allowed to do the Avodah while you're sitting? Omar Ove, Omar Rav Nachman, said Ove, said in the name of Rav Nachman, Omar Krob, because the Pasuk says, Lamed L'shorei, and it's a Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim Kapitel Yudches, Pasuk Hei. And there it speaks about the Koyanim, and it says, Kivoy v'achar Hashem alukecha mikol shvatecha, because on him, as a Shevet Levi, Hashem chose from all the Shvatim, Lamoid l'shoreis b'shem Hashem, who won of kol hayomim, to stand and to serve in the name of Hashem all the day. So from this Pasuk we see, Lamida b'charti v'loy l'yeshiva, that I chose them to stand and not to sit, because the Pasuk starts off with the word, Kivoy v'achar Hashem alukecha, because in him Hashem alukecha chose. And the Pasuk continues, Lamed L'Shoreis, so we see that Hashem chose the Koyanim to stand and do the Avodah not to sit. Then the Gemara says, Toner Rabbanan, the Rabbanan learned. The Pasuk says, Lamed L'Shoreis, to stand and to serve mitzvah. I would think it's only a mitzvah, which means, L'Chatchila, that's what you have to do. But B'di'eved, if the person did not stand, he did the Avodah while he sat, the Avodah should still be kosher. Since the Pasuk then later on says, Ho'imdim, and this is the same kapitel, Pasuk Vo. It says, the Sheireis v'Shem Hashem Elokov Tchol Echav Halvim Ho'oim Dim Shom Lifnei Hashem, and they should serve in the name of Hashem as God, like all his brothers, the Levim, who stand there in front of Hashem. So the Pasuk again mentions that you have to stand Shino V'Kosov Lakin. So the Pasuk repeats it again to tell us that this is Makit, that even B'di'eved, the Avodah is possible if he didn't stand. Oh, my lay Rav Elir of Nachman, Rav Elir of Nachman, Mich De Yoishev Kizor Domi. After all, when you sit and do the Avodah, you are considered like a Zor. Umochil avoide, and you are machalo davoide, davoide is posel. Just like a zor, a non-koyan does davoide. Davoide is posel, so too. If he sits and does davoide, davoide is posel like a zor, aim is let us say, ma zor bemise, afyoshe bemise. Just like when a zor does davoide. He is chayiv mise, so too. If you do davoide while you're sitting, you are chayiv mise. Alo, matanya, why did we learn that aval oral, oinen yoshev, einen bemise elabasor? That if an oral did davoide, a non-circumcised koyan, or an oinen, the day that one of his relatives died, or sitting, he did davoide, he don't get mise, he doesn't die, it is just a warning, means just a love. Out of all the things that are mentioned, that if you do davoide, davoide is possible, the other ones get mise, but these three don't get mise, it's just an azhara. So the Gemara's question is, why should Yoshev, if he sits, not get mise? Since it is like a zor, so let's learn it out with a mamatzinu from zor, let's compare it to zor and say, that just like a zor, he's not allowed to do davoide. And if he does davoide, davoide is possible. Mechulo. The din is, he gets mise, so too. A yoshev, if you do it while you're sitting, which also is not allowed to do it. And if he does a davoide, mechulo, he should also get mise. And the Gemara answers, mishum davoide mechuser begodim. Mishaloi rochot yidayim raglayim, shnei ksug mabayim kechot. Because the din of mechuser begodim, the one that did davoide missing some of the garments, and also the one that did davoide without washing his hands and feet. In both places, the Pasuk says, that you get Misa. So these two are Shnei Ksuv Rabbayim Keachot, which means that we have the same din written in two places. And the klal is, Chol Shnei Ksuv Rabbayim Keachot Eim Elamdin. That whenever we have two psukim tell us the same din, so that itself is a raya that we should not learn out from there to other cases. If the Torah would want to tell us that this din applies in all the cases, the Torah would have written it in one place. And automatically we would have known that the same din applies in all cases. Why did the Torah have to write it in two cases? In other words, the question is on the second place. In the second place, it's extra, because if the Torah means to learn it out all over, so in the second place, we would have learned it out from the first. So why does the Torah also have to write it again in the second place? That I, the Torah, means that we should not learn it out to all other places. And that's why we would not have known it in the second place. The Torah has to write it specially in the second place. So that's why whenever we find the same deed in two places, that itself tells us that we can't learn out from there. So here too, since we find it Mechuser Begodim, the Torah says it's Chayiv Misa. And if you didn't wash your hands and feet, you're Chayiv Misa. So that itself tells us that wherever the Torah does not mention Misa, you are not Chayiv Misa. We should not learn out from other places. But then the Gemara asks, according to the one that holds, that if the Torah tells us the same deen in two places, still we could learn out. The only time we can't learn out is if the Torah tells us the same deen in three places. So according to that Mandomer, why don't we learn out that a Yoshev should get Misa with a Mamatina from Zor? And the Gemara answers, according to him, that the Torah says that if you drink wine and you go into the Beis HaMikdash to davoide, you're chayiv mise. So that is a third pasuk. If you have three psukim, then everyone agrees that you can't learn out from there. And this tells us that you shouldn't learn out to any other case. And therefore, we cannot learn out concerning Yoshev that he should be chayiv mise. But Rashi says that he has few kashas on this union. Because what does the Gemara say? That we can't learn it out because of Shnei Ksuv Mabayim Keachot. But l'chura, we still should say that the din is that you're chayiv mise. Since we're saying that if you are a yoshev, you have the din like a zor, by zor, the pasuk itself says that you're a chayiv mise. Just like we do concerning mechuser begodim. Where do we find that mechuser begodim is chayiv mise? It doesn't say in the Torah concerning mechuser begodim, but we learn it out in the Gemara Sanhedrin that ein bigdeim aleim, ein kunosin aleim. If they don't have begodim, then they don't have the kahuna. Now, if they don't have kahuna, they are like zorim. And by zor, it says that you're a chayiv mise. So the Mela, let's say the same thing concerning Yoshev. That not we should learn it out, and the Mela will have an answer that Shnei Ksuv Mabayim Keachot we can't learn out. But let's say that since he is a Yoshev, he is like a Zor, and by a Zor, the din is Chayiv Misa, so it shouldn't be learned out. It should be as if the Torah says it by Yoshev itself, since Yoshev is a Zor, and a Zor, the Torah says it Chayiv Misa. And another Kasha that Rashi asks, that if so, we also shouldn't learn out that a Yoshev is Mechalal Davoide, because how do we learn it out from others, and if we consider Shnei Ksuv Mabayim Keachot, so we shouldn't learn out this din either. And nevertheless, we do learn out that he's Mechalal Davoide. So why shouldn't we also learn out that he's Chayiv Misa? And Rashi doesn't give an answer.